Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, seen here talking to troops in the frontline town of Bakhmut on Tuesday, hadn't officially left his embattled country since Russia's invasion nearly 10 months ago. And his visit to the US, Ukraine's chief backer throughout the war, comes at a critical time. Russia continues to target energy infrastructure, causing millions of people to endure rolling blackouts and freezing winter temperatures. Ukrainian military officials point to the ongoing joint Russia-Belarus military exercises as evidence that Moscow is preparing for a winter offensive, possibly targeting Kyiv. The US is expected to announce another $2 billion worth of assistance, and a bill currently before Congress would give Ukraine an additional $40 billion for 2023. There's also speculation it may supply Ukraine with the highly sophisticated Patriot missile air defense system, despite concerns among some US officials the supplying Patriots may push Moscow to escalate.
I think he's less concerned about Congress than we were, you know, three months ago. It looks like Congress is going to continue the same policies toward Ukraine. On weapons in particular, Republicans are solid. Where Republicans are not solid and where I'm worried is budget support. And this is the category of money. It's billions of dollars that taxpayers are giving to make sure that the Ukrainian state stays afloat. And that is controversial among Republicans.
The White House says Zelensky's visit underscores the United States' commitment to supporting Ukraine for as long as it takes. President Zelensky says the monthly costs for defending his country is around $5 billion. But standing side by side with President Biden in Washington and the expected announcement of billions of dollars more in aid will be a very powerful signal to Vladimir Putin indeed. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.